Welcome to the Growing Tall Poppies podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nat Green, and I'm so excited to have you join me as we discuss what it means to navigate your way through post-traumatic growth and not just survive, but to thrive after trauma. Through our podcast, we will explore ways for you to create a life filled with greater purpose, self-awareness, and a deep inner peace. Through integrating the many years of knowledge and professional experience, as well as the wisdom of those who have experienced trauma firsthand, we will combine psychology, accelerated approaches, coaching, and personal experience to assist you to learn, to grow, and to thrive. I hope to empower you to create deeper awareness and understanding and stronger connections with yourself and with others, whilst also paving the way for those who have experienced trauma and adversity to reduce their suffering and become the very best versions of themselves in order to thrive. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Hello, welcome back to Growing Tall Poppies, the podcast where we celebrate resilience and transformation in the face of adversity. I'm your host, Dr. Nat Green, and today, as we embark on this journey together, I want to introduce you to the format of our future episodes. Each week, I'll bring you personal stories of individuals who have faced unimaginable challenges and emerged stronger on the other side. These stories are not just tales of survival, they're testaments to the incredible resilience of the human spirit. So we'll showcase individuals who have experienced significant trauma and adversity, from overcoming childhood trauma to surviving life-threatening illnesses or natural disasters. These stories will remind us that even in our darkest moments, there is always hope for a brighter tomorrow. At the heart of the episodes, and the way I see it, in being able to stand tall like the poppy, to not be knocked over and have our stems cut off at the root, there has to be something internal in common. All these people that experience dreadful things, things that are unimaginable to so many of us, and yet they do survive. So in this series of interviews throughout my podcast, I'm going to be looking at, is there a single personal attribute? A skill set, perhaps? Are there, as one of my fabulous mentors says, are there breadcrumbs? Are there signs and little bits of information along the way that lead us, like little clues, to determining what it is that sets these ordinary people apart from those who aren't able to overcome their traumas and helps them become extraordinary? Because if we can find these clues, we follow the breadcrumbs, then these things can lead us to really helping people who go through trauma to ease their pain and suffering much quicker without all the pain and potential suffering that many of us have had to go through as we've found the path to get to the point of post-traumatic growth and being able to start to thrive again. As I introduced myself to you in the first episode, and many of you already know that I've worked in the field of trauma for over 30 years, and I've done some amazing things in my career that I would never have dreamt were possible. And as I alluded to in episode one, I've also been on the other side of the couch. I've gone from working crazy hours, quite frankly, being a workaholic, obsessed with making sure that I was all things to all people. I experienced burnout more than once. And I know that I'm the sort of person that has always given anything I try, everything I've got. That's who I am. And I'd always been proud about that. However, things changed when I experienced my own trauma. And after going in for that ankle surgery, when things didn't go so well and the infection had become systemic and septic, I really did face my own mortality, and I had 8 months of multiple surgeries and a really rough time. Even then, I kept going, kept showing up, doing the best that I could. It came at a cost, a huge cost. And ultimately, this led to me going on my own journey, and it was extremely confronting, going from being the go-to person in trauma treatment to sitting on the other side of the couch and feeling unable to heal myself or be healed as quickly as I wanted to be. And that in itself was even more confronting and a real challenge. when it reinforced that idea to me that the system felt broken. Why was it just accepted that healing from trauma would take years, if it was really even possible? I realized I had to approach it differently and find another way forward, as I was not willing to settle for the status quo and accept that treatment would take years, if ever. It felt unacceptable to me. So I began looking through this new lens of combined years of knowledge and professional experience, mixed with my personal experience, and then reverse engineered what had been working with my clients in my practice and tuned in more so to the field of positive psychology, coaching and accelerated change work, where I had been getting really profound results with my clients, and recognised that I couldn't ignore the results that were being obtained. And this then led me to developing the Accelerated Breakthrough Strategies method that took clients from being stuck in their trauma to being able to thrive again, re-engage in their lives after as little as 6 sessions. I went on to utilise this method with hundreds of clients over the years and more recently tweaked it even further. And I'm so much clearer now, and that I know that there are 3 key pillars that are essential in enabling people to move from trauma into and through post-traumatic growth more effectively and efficiently. I firmly believe now that whilst the traumatic experiences I have had and endured were challenging, they've also contained many hidden gifts. And this has given me a greater depth of understanding and made me more able to hold space in this area, because I get it at a deeper level than I got it from all the work that I'd done and the textbooks that I'd read and the experience that I'd had. And I believe that that really helps me in the focus I have now. And it's helped me to realize my true purpose. I choose not to work as a psychologist anymore, because I know now that my mission and my purpose is far greater than that. So as I said, I think there's 3 clear components, 3 key pillars, and they'll be the main concepts that when I'm not interviewing guests and I'm talking about my own experience and sharing the lessons I've learned and the growth that's happened for me, it's come from that place. And the 3 key areas as I see them are around values and identity, emotional release, and nervous system regulation. Today, I'll just give you a very broad overview of each of these 3 pillars. And in future episodes, we're going to dive deeper into each of these and look at how they stack up against the clues and the breadcrumbs we obtain from all our amazing guests who we'll have the privilege of interviewing. So the first pillar, I believe the main starting point to move forward after trauma and into post-traumatic growth, is around the importance of values and identity. When we experience trauma, we often lose sight of ourselves. We feel so different from who we used to be and the ideal that we held of ourselves and what we were capable of. When we go through something significant, our sense of self and who we are undoubtedly changes. We can never be that same person we were before our trauma, as we can't unsee what happened. So as a result, we will hold things differently within ourselves, within our bodies, and our perception of what matters and who is important to us will undoubtedly change. It won't ever be the same. And that is totally okay, because as a result, we're able to hone in on what really matters, what really is important to us and within us that we would not ever want to change. And these become our values and our sense of identity. And our values and identity shape our journey and our way forward in life. A great example of this might be that pre-trauma, we may have worried a lot about what people think of us and about us. And we may have made choices and decisions based around this. But after facing our own mortality or significant trauma, it becomes clear to us as to who was there for us, who really means anything to us. And this may completely change our perspective. And as a result, teach us that other people's opinions make no difference to us and how we live our lives. And we can then stop worrying about what other people think, as we are clear on what is now important to us as a result of our experiences. Our values are like guiding principles that help us make decisions and live our lives in a way that feels meaningful and fulfilling. They're the things that matter most to us, the qualities or ideals that we believe are important and worth pursuing. These values can include things like honesty, kindness, courage, loyalty, family. Think of values as your internal compass, pointing you in the direction that you really want to go. They influence the choices you make, the goals you set, and the way you interact with the world around you. For example, if one of your core values is honesty, you'll likely strive to be truthful in your words and in your actions, even when it's difficult. And when you associate with people who are not honest, you will feel a huge disconnect with them, and they will likely rub you up the wrong way. Now, when it comes to trauma, it can have a profound impact on our values. Traumatic experiences can shake our sense of safety and trust in the world, causing us to question our beliefs and our priorities. And for some people, trauma may reinforce their existing values, making them even more central to their identity. They might find strength and purpose in their values, using them as a source of resilience and motivation to overcome adversity. However, for others, trauma can challenge or distort their values, leading to confusion, conflict, or a loss of meaning. They might struggle to make sense of their experiences and may even abandon or betray their core values in an attempt to cope with the aftermath of trauma. In either case, trauma can shape our values in profound ways, influencing how we see ourselves, others, and the world around us. It's really important to recognize the impact of trauma on our values and to give ourselves space to explore and redefine what matters most to us as we navigate the healing process and step fully into post-traumatic growth. In future episodes, we'll explore some of our values and how we can get really clear on these and use them to refocus and redefine ourselves and what's important so we can truly nurture ourselves, grow and flourish. The second pillar in my model of navigating post-traumatic growth is around emotions and release of negative emotions. Emotions are like the colours of our inner world. They're the feelings and sensations that we experience in response to different situations, events or thoughts. They're an essential part of being human and play a big role in how we understand ourselves and how we interact with others in the world. Emotions can be positive, like happiness, excitement, or love, which make us feel good and energized. And they can also be negative, like sadness, fear, or anger, which can be uncomfortable or distressing. And each emotion serves a purpose and gives us valuable information about our needs, desires, and our boundaries. Now, when it comes to trauma, it can have a significant impact on our emotions. Traumatic experiences can overwhelm our nervous system, triggering intense emotional responses that are difficult to manage or to even understand. For example, someone who's been through a traumatic event might feel overwhelmed by fear, anxiety, or sadness, even when there's no immediate threat present. Trauma can also disrupt our ability to regulate our emotions, making it harder to cope with everyday stressors and with challenges that come our way. And this dysregulation can lead to mood swings, irritability, or emotional numbness, where we feel disconnected from our feelings altogether. In addition to these immediate emotional responses, trauma can also contribute to the development of what we might call negative emotions. These are emotions like shame, guilt, or self-loathing that arise in response to the trauma itself, or the ways we cope with it, or due to the changes we're experiencing as a result. Negative emotions can be particularly challenging to navigate because they often involve self-blame or feelings of worthlessness. Overall, trauma can have a profound impact on our emotional well-being, leaving us feeling overwhelmed, dysregulated, and stuck in a cycle of negative emotions. However, it's important to remember that healing is possible, and there are strategies and support available to help us navigate the complex landscape of trauma and emotions. In order to navigate trauma and heal and move into post-traumatic growth, I firmly believe we need to learn ways of identifying and owning our negative emotions, our anger, our hurt, our pain, our frustration, and really our sadness, which is what underlies and underpins all of that. And then we can look at how we can release them so they no longer keep us stuck and allow us the freedom to move forward and to thrive. It might be that we've had to let go of the person we always thought we were, that old version of ourselves. But after doing all the work and coming out the other side, I can tell you that it's not always a bad thing. That when we go through something significant, when we've experienced a trauma, it really does put things into perspective. We know what really matters, and we can let go of those negative emotions that were never really ours to own. They were just there because of the things that have happened, the experiences we had, the stories we told ourselves, the meaning we gave those stories. And once we can let go of those and cut the cords and untether ourselves from those, we really are free. Free to live the life or build the life that we choose to build for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for our people that matter to us. Some practical strategies for healthy emotional release are through journaling, through mindfulness, and guided visualization and meditation. And as we progress through deeper dives in future episodes, we will look further at emotional release strategies that really work. The third and final pillar in my model for moving forward with post-traumatic growth is around nervous system regulation. When someone experiences trauma, it can disrupt the way their nervous system works, and it can become dysregulated, causing it to become overactive or stuck in a state of high alert. This can lead to symptoms like anxiety, hypervigilance, and dissociation, making it difficult to feel safe and secure. So we've all undoubtedly heard of the fight or flight response after a trauma. There's an additional component to this, the fight, flight, or freeze response. Our bodies have a built-in system to deal with danger. And when we face a threat, our body releases stress hormones like adrenaline to help us react quickly. To ensure we keep ourselves safe in a traumatic situation, this response can become overactive or get stuck, making us feel constantly on edge or jumpy. And as a result of this, we can also experience additional ongoing symptoms, such as we're always on high alert, scanning our environment for signs of danger. It's like our brain is constantly looking for threats, even when there's no real danger present. This can lead to feelings of anxiety and make it hard to relax or to feel safe. Trauma can also cause long-lasting changes in the brain that make us more prone to anxiety. Our brain becomes wired to see danger everywhere, even in situations that aren't actually threatening. This can result in constant worry, fear, and even panic attacks. Then there's dissociation. So sometimes when trauma is too overwhelming to handle, our brain might try to protect us by disconnecting from what's happening. And this is called dissociation. It's like our mind goes into autopilot and we feel detached from our thoughts, emotions, or surroundings. While dissociation can help us cope in the moment, it can also make it hard to stay present and engaged in our daily lives. So learning how to regulate the nervous system as part of trauma recovery is essential. Some simple strategies to regulate our nervous system are around deep breathing, grounding techniques, meditation, or progressive muscle relaxation. Another thing that I've realized and recognized in the last couple of years when I've done some of the deeper work around trauma and trauma recovery on myself and really moved into post-traumatic growth is around the importance of regulating our nervous system. I've done a lot of the work to let go of those negative emotions that I'd experienced as a result of what happened. And whilst I felt like I'd done all of that, there was still this part of me that felt a bit stuck. So after doing the deeper emotional release work last year, which was amazing and done at an unconscious level, I was able to let go of stuff that I would never, ever have dreamt existed. And to be honest, I felt like it almost changed my DNA. I can't go back to being that old person because I've released those old patterns, those old neural pathways. They're just not accessed anymore. And we know that when we experience trauma, and we do the work to process things, it's very powerful. However, our bodies tend to hold on to the trauma and store it somewhere within our bodies that we're generally unaware of, as if it's a blueprint. And whether we remember the trauma consciously or unconsciously, our body stores that trauma somewhere. So when we look at nervous system regulation, we have to come up with a way to let some of that stored trauma out and fully free ourselves. And then we really have the whole package. And we can know that there is a way forward and can work through that and get to a really great place of post-traumatic growth
and we can start to thrive again. So it's my absolute wish for you that as we journey through the various episodes of Growing Tall Poppies, we are going to start seeing the breadcrumbs from the various guests that I interview. We're going to dig really deep and look at what happened to them. Also, the themes and the lessons learned from their experiences. We'll discover the resilience, the inner strength and fortitude that enabled them to overcome seemingly insurmountable odds and emerge stronger on the other side. Through these stories, we hope to not only inspire you, but also empower you to reflect on your own experiences and to consider how you can apply these lessons in your own life. Whether you're facing challenges, big or small, traumas or adversity, know that you're not alone. There is always hope for a brighter tomorrow. And whilst there are many things that might have dulled your shine or turned your light out for a while, when you stay connected in a like-minded community that has your back, that can support you, that are here for you, then we know that you too can shine brightly as you have ever imagined possible. That you too can stand tall like the tall poppy. And you can be celebrated, not cut down. You can rebuild that self-esteem, focus on that inner belief. So thank you again for joining us in this episode of Growing Tall Poppies. I'm Dr. Nat Green, and I hope you found today's episode inspiring and empowering. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes, where we'll continue to explore the resilience of the human spirit and the power of personal growth. Until next time, keep reaching for the sky, stand tall and proud, and grow tall like the poppy that you were always meant to be. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me in this episode of Growing Tall Poppies. It is my deepest hope that today's episode may have inspired and empowered you to step fully into your post-traumatic growth, so that you can have absolute clarity around who you are, what matters the most to you, and to assist you to release your negative emotions and regulate your nervous system so you can fully thrive. New episodes are published every Tuesday, and I hope you'll continue to join us as we explore both the strategies and the personal qualities required to fully live a life of post-traumatic growth and to thrive. So if it feels aligned to you and really resonates, then I invite you to hit subscribe, and it would mean the world to us if you could share this episode with others who you feel may benefit too. You may also find me on Instagram at Growing Tall Poppies and Facebook, Dr. Natalie Green. Remember, every moment is an opportunity to look for the lessons and to learn and increase your ability to live the life you desire and deserve. So for now, stay connected, stay inspired, stand tall like the tall poppy you are, and keep shining your light brightly in the world. Bye for now.